3-year-old Aubrianne stands behind an easel showing off her painting of a T-Rex.
It's green and purple.
What does he eat?
People.
She's among a group of preschool-aged kids and childcare providers gathered at the Homewood Early Learning Hub for playtime. Besides activities for the kids, providers and families use the hub to find resources and to share best practices. One of those providers is Rhonda Owens, who runs the Righteous Beginnings Learning Center in Homewood. Her center watches over 14 children ages 1 to 12 years old. She says she depends on the state to help pay for her services.
I have like 3 private pays, but most of all my kids come through subsidy.
Pennsylvania supplements the cost of childcare for families who make 200% or less of the federal poverty income rate through the Child Care Works program. But Owens says she and others are always trying to find ways to save money. At the Hub, which is run through the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, or PACEY, she and other providers are able to pool their resources.
Trainings, I'm getting to know each provider that's in the area, and we're just, you know, and when we want different items and stuff, we collaborate and buy the items in bulk, so it's cheaper for us.
Owen's job stretches the meaning of the word caretaker. In addition to keeping a watchful eye over her children's education, nutrition, and emotional well-being, she's also a business owner who tries to find the time and money for professional development. Owens says it's all about the kids.
If you have a passion for the kids, you just do it. It's something that's instilled in you, you know?
Around 2,500 kids in Pennsylvania are on the waiting list for Child Care Works, and around 118,000 children use the subsidy. PACEY Executive Director Michelle Figler says at the state level, funding for pre-K programs comes from the Department of Public Welfare and the Department of Education. In the current budget, the amount of money for subsidies and professional development was $309 million. Pre-K counts, Head Start, and accountability block grants received $226 million. So is it enough?
No, absolutely not. We're only serving about a third of the eligible children here in Pennsylvania.
Even if funding goals were met, Figler says they still need higher quality providers. The state has a voluntary accreditation program called Keystone Stars, but the quality rating system entails education and staff training and costs money that many providers don't have. Figler says the lack of professionalization takes a toll on people's perception. She says the public likely has one image of a daycare teacher, but a different image entirely of an elementary school teacher.
We haven't been able to raise the profile of the person who does this work to a place to get the community and elected officials to say these folks are part of the continuum that helps our children get to high school graduation, to a college degree.
Figler says if kids are going to do well in school, pre-K has to be part of the conversation.
It just has to be. We're not making our investments there, right? So families, there are many families that still have to choose. Do I choose pre-K or do I choose, you know, a car payment? Pre-K is expensive. It can be up to $1,000 a month. It's a lot of money.
She says in order for children to have the best chance of succeeding as adults, pre-K programs need to be fully funded. Back at the Early Education Hub, community outreach specialist Cynthia Battle sits at the front of the room warming up the group for story time and for the future.
Repeat after me, say, one day, I'm going to
I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.